Welcome to part four of Living the Best Life, a discipleship journey. Today we're going to look at the subject of just do it. This is obedience. As we study the Bible, God's instruction manual that we've been given, it places special emphasis upon the need to obey God. So obedience is especially clear in the life and death of Jesus Christ. I want us to remember through this discipleship course that Jesus never asks us to do something he's not willing to do himself or has never done himself. So as a disciple, we are becoming like Jesus. We're acting and behaving in the way that Jesus modeled living, and we're showing others how to do the same. So as we study the Bible, as we look through the Bible and we read the Bible, we find that the Bible teaches us and reveals the selfless obedience of Jesus Christ to the will of God the Father. So what does Jesus say? Jesus says in John chapter 6, verse 38, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me." And so Jesus lived in obedience to God the Father, and in doing so, he surrendered his own desires, his own will, in order to please God the Father. Jesus lived in obedience to God the Father, regardless of the personal cost to himself. Now, Jesus knew exactly what that cost was going to be. In John, Gospel of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, John chapter 5 verse 30, "By myself I can do nothing, I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me." Who sent Jesus? The Father sent Jesus. Who is Jesus wanting to please? He's wanting to please his heavenly Father who sent him. Jesus knew exactly the horrific death that lay ahead of him. He knew that he had to die for our sins to pay a price that we could never pay. But even when he faced this, Jesus chose to obey God the Father. If you study the story of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, he surrendered to God the Father's will, to God the Father's will for him. He surrendered his will to the Father's will. And the Father's will was for him to suffer and to die on a cross. Matthew 26:42. Jesus went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." Jesus prays, regardless of the cost to me, regardless of what I want to do what you want me to do, and therefore your will be done in my life. So Jesus set the example of obedience to the Father, and as his disciples, as disciples of Jesus, with him being the rabbi, remember, we're the Talmud, the disciples, he calls us to do the same. Luke chapter 9:23. Jesus said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." This means, as a disciple of Jesus, that we make a conscious choice every day to do the will of God. This is part of our upward relationship to God. And there are times when God asks us to do things which is extremely difficult. It's challenging. We don't understand it. But what it will mean is that we have to surrender our desires and our will in order to fulfill his will for our life. We may not fully understand it, but nevertheless, we are called to just do it. By being obedient to whatever Jesus asks us or what the Bible teaches us, we show that we are a true disciple of Jesus, regardless of the personal cost to ourselves. Obedience to God's will is vital in discipleship. When Jesus asks us to do something, he will always give us the strength and the ability to do it. As we studied last week, God the Father and God the Son has also given us God the Holy Spirit that now lives within us. And the Holy Spirit will enable us and empower us to obey. We can always ask the Holy Spirit to help us, especially at those times when we are at our weakest. Remember this, that Jesus is always with us. He walks with us all the time on our discipleship journey with him. In John chapter 14, verse 23, Jesus said these words, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come down to them and make our home with them." In the book of Hebrews, talks about a man that lived in Old Testament times, before the life of Jesus was born on this earth, before Jesus was born on this earth. In God's plan for Abraham's life, God commanded him to leave his family home, to leave his country, to leave his life, and to go to a different country to start a new life. Now, Abraham then was called Abram. And what he had to do was to trust God, even though he didn't fully understand the reason or where he was actually going to go. In effect, he had to just do it. Now, on his journey and throughout his life, he learned to obey God. Although, as we study his life, we will see he made some really big mistakes, just as we will on our journey. The truth is, you and I will make some mistakes. But because of his obedience, he received the inheritance God had planned for him. He became the father of the nations of Israel. Hebrew 11, verse 8. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 8, it says, "By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going." And Jesus taught us that God honours those who obey him. Again, in the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 26, says these words, "Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honour the one who serves me." Jesus taught that God rewards those who obey him. As disciples who do the will of God, we are going to live with Jesus forever. And God is a great rewarder. In heaven, we will spend time with Jesus forever, and God will reward us for our obedience on this earth today. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 17, that's towards the end of the Bible, this is what this verse says. "The world and its desires passed away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever." So to be a disciple of Jesus Christ means that we have to submit ourselves to what the Bible says. And as we study it, as we learn the scriptures, it's essential that we don't just read it. We don't just read it as a book. We have to do what it says. The Bible, again, is God's instructions manual on how to behave and how to learn to be like Jesus. This is a verse to remember, to learn, to write down now. James 1:22. "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." Don't just listen, don't just read it. Do what it says. So the Bible clearly teaches us that we should be obedient to those who rule over us. Peter chapter 2, 13 to 14. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority, whether to the emperor as the supreme authority or governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. However, our ultimate obedience is to God. We are obedient to our leaders, but ultimately we are obedient to God. If we find ourselves in a situation where those that rule over us want us to do something in direct violation to what God says, then at the end of the day, we have to obey what God says rather than man. In the book of Acts, the disciples of Jesus were brought to the authorities. And the authorities commanded them to stop talking about Jesus, to stop sharing the good news that they brought, to stop speaking about him. Now they have a dilemma, because Jesus had said to them that they must share the good news, that they must tell the story of Jesus. When Jesus went to heaven, he commanded them to share the good news about him. So the Apostle Peter says this in Acts chapter 5, verse 29. We must obey God rather than human beings. Also, as a disciple of Jesus, we should be willing to obey our church leaders. Church leaders are spiritual leaders over our life put in place by God. They want the best for us, and at times they may need to say things we need to hear. This isn't always what we want to hear, but we may need to hear it. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7, it says, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Remember that Jesus' obedience to God the Father was necessary so that mankind could be saved. We find another verse here in Romans chapter 5, verse 18 to 19. Consequently, just as one trespass resulted in condemnation for all people, so also one righteous act resulted in justification and life for all people. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many were made righteous. In our discipleship journey, living the best life, we honour God the Father, we honour Jesus, God the Son, and we honour the Holy Spirit by obeying them. The Holy Spirit, as we've said, now lives within us and will help us to live this life of obedience. At times it will not be easy. At times it will be a struggle. At times it may even be a battle. But it will always be a matter of choice, whether we obey or not. Again, there are a number of Bible scriptures in this section that we're asking you to focus on, to meditate, to write down in your journal, to spend some time in quiet on your own, and to see what God is saying to you today. The question I have for you today is, are there any areas of your life you know you need to surrender to? You know you need to obey God in, and you're not at this moment. Then I want you to invite the Lord Jesus to help you, to send his Spirit, and allow the Holy Spirit to help you in this area in your life. So let's pray for a minute as we conclude. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that we are your children. We can call you Father. We thank you only have the best for us in life. And we thank you that you've sent both your Son and your Spirit for us. Thank you, Jesus, that you modelled obedience. That you showed us what it meant to be obedient. and the personal cost to yourself. Holy Spirit, we invite you to come, and we thank you that you're with us right now, and we ask you to teach us and enable us to be obedient. Even when we don't understand, even when we don't really fully grasp what you're asking us to do, Lord, we choose to obey you. So Holy Spirit, we invite you to help us today as we choose to be obedient and just do it. The next part of this series, we will be discussing healthy habits. Look forward to connecting with you then. Thank you so much.